Last week, we took our cameras to the convent of the Order of St. Beryl in Norwich. We brought along the Mother Superior, Fiona of the Quarles, to answer a few questions on the Order of St. Beryl, which is a very unique order, as you'll gather.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mother Superior, or may I call you Mother?
I think that would be inappropriate. I think Madam. Call me Madam.
Right, Madam, I wonder if you would mind telling us in what respect the Order of St. Beryl differs from other orders of nuns.
Well, the Order of St. Beryl differs in this respect, young man. We are a leaping order. We do a great deal of leaping in the air. It's part of our everyday routine. Leaping here, leaping there, leaping everywhere.
And I wonder, could you tell us how this leaping actually originated?
Well, it all began in the 14th or 15th century. It had its origins there, you know, when St. Beryl, who was the daughter of St. Vitus, the well-known dancer, she lived in Norwich, you see, in a very strict order of nuns who were forbidden to take any life. Now, round Norwich, human or animal, round Norwich, there were these ghastly snakes which infested the area, vipers, adders, and that sort of thing, who used to attack the nuns and bite them to death. And so the nuns arrived at this compromise of leaping over the snaky substances. Should a snake appear, up the nuns would go, leaping all the time. A great deal of leaping went on, and so the famous Leaping Nuns of Norwich came into being.
I see. And what, in fact, is the order of the day for the Order of St. Beryl?
Well, we're early risers. We get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, then go back to bed again at 5 when we realize we've got up too early. Then up again at 6 for the early morning leap. That's quite a small leap, usually about 6 inches. Then we have a light leaping breakfast, you know, something, a hard-boiled fish or something like that, which settle on the stomach. And then the morning leaping begins in earnest, you know. Quite a lot of heavy leaping goes on. Then there's lunch, afternoon leaping, evening leaping, and finally vespers and bandaging.
I don't understand. Bandaging?
Bandaging for those nuns who have leapt unsuccessfully.
I see. Do you leap at all yourself, madam?
Well, I love to leap, as indeed who doesn't?
I don't particularly.
Really? Well, I really love to leap. I used to be a great leaper in the old days. In fact, I achieved the leaping record for the convent, 100 foot vertically. Amazing, really. Unfortunately, I landed in a lawnmower, which rather curtailed my leaping facilities. And since then, I've been, you know, sticking to about 1/4 inch leaping, which isn't very exciting, but it keeps on in practice.
Yes, I see. Who actually instructs the nuns in their leaping?
Well, we're very fortunate indeed in having a wonderful trainer, Sister Dominacion, who has just come over from Dijon, actually. At a record fee, she was transferred from Dijon, and it really is. She is a wonderful creature. She really knows how to leap, and she's training the nuns in all the modern techniques, including the trampoline, of course.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Mother Superior.